Now, back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther on CFOS.
Please note that during the coronavirus pandemic, Sunday morning church services will not be taking place. We will keep you advised.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe, I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I
And from his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about the day is at hand. I once read about a sundial on which was inscribed the cryptic message, "It is later than you think." Travelers would often pause to meditate on the meaning of that phrase. Its author undoubtedly wanted to remind others of the shortness and uncertainty of life. We Christians have a sundial, the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, it bears its warning. It is later than you think. Writing to the Christians of his day, Paul said, "It is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Learn to live each day as if it were your last. Someday it will be."
Thank you, Helen, for reminding us of the importance of each and every day, and we know beyond any doubt that God is faithful.
Changest not thy compassions, they fail. thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses abroad, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Good morning. From right in the middle of the Bible, I greet you from the Psalms. This is the day the Lord has made. Yes, this is a new day, but not just any day. This is today. It has never happened before and never will again. In creation, God set many patterns and principles in place that give order to our living. The sun and the moon define our day. The law of gravity gives everything a place to start, on the ground, that is. The water cycle brings nourishment and revitalization to the earth, and on we go. That's not even beginning to consider the solar system, the stars. Wouldn't it be great to sit and talk with Chris Hadfield and listen to him marvel at his perspective of space? All of the intricacies of this life for us are set into patterns that we can handle in their components. Today is Sunday. It's the first day in the rotation of the seven-day pattern. It may be the 159th day of this year, and perhaps it is the anniversary of your birthday today. If so, happy birthday. I got to thinking, does this type of sequencing occur in heaven? Does God utilize patterns of repetition in heaven like we do here on earth? Is heaven a replica of earth? Or the other way around, is earth a replica of heaven? Sounds sounds a bit like the chicken and the egg riddle, but perhaps neither. After all, God is the creator. His ideas are originals, and time is endless. They come out of who he is. His love, his power, his truth, his mercy, his presence, and so much more. He doesn't have to repeat, because his work is all original. Every person born is unique. Even the tiny snowflake that falls has its own design. God doesn't run out of thoughts and goodness. We read in Lamentations chapter 3, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." God is still creating. He doesn't redo stuff. He makes it new. One writer in the Bible spoke about the difference Jesus makes in our lives this way. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. 2 Corinthians. That's exactly how someone described their experience to me this week. They had known about Jesus all their life, but when they fully welcomed him into their life, they became so different, totally new. You could hear the excitement in the voice. So my excitement today is in the verse from Lamentations. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Yes, today is Sunday, the first day of this week. How will you start your week? Or as the famous phrase says, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Do you want a fresh start? Here it is for you. I am Connie Armstrong, sharing in ministry at the Salvation Army on 14th Street here in Owen Sound. God bless you.
Thank you, Major Connie Armstrong, for your timely message as to the faithfulness of God and how we should live. The scriptures state emphatically, now is the time of God's favor, and now is the day of salvation. For any who have not accepted Jesus as Savior, please pray a simple prayer in faith, believing. Our Heavenly Father, I confess my sins before you, and I turn away from them. I believe Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son, and that he died on the cross to secure my salvation. He rose from the dead in your mighty power. I believe this to be true, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I will follow you.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Calling, calling, oh. should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you?
music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Dawn and Helen Luther, Sunday mornings on 560 CFOS. The Salvation Army began its work in Canada in 1882, just 15 years after Confederation, and quickly began giving hope to those in need in this country and around the world. From the beginning, the Army adopted founder William Booth's philosophy that there is little point to preaching salvation to those who are hungry. And so the concept of soup and salvation quickly took hold, later to be developed into the comprehensive social service programs the Salvation Army operates today, many of them in partnership with government. The unique ability of the Salvation Army to respond to urgent needs, large and small, reflects the ingenuity, efficient use of resources, and remarkable improvisation which the Army structure fostered. Spiritually sound, hand to mankind and heart to God, forged a bond of trust between the people of Canada and the Sally-Anne, a trust which continues to this day. Please invite your family and friends to tune into our radio programs every week as we share our faith together.